John 1, verses 3 through 9. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
Lord, I am so sad at what they have done. Forgive each one. Hear my prayer of despair, lest my heart grow weary in its part, lest I wander. God, protect my heart.
Verses 1 through 3. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him who endured such hostility from sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Verse 3 again, for consider Him who endured such hostility from sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. From 2 Peter 3, chapter 1. As we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive His own glory and goodness, and by that same mighty power, He has given us all of His rich and wonderful promises. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires, and that you will share in His divine nature. So make every effort to apply the benefits of these promises to your life. Then your faith will produce a life of moral excellence. A life of moral excellence leading to knowing God better. Knowing God leads to self-control. Self-control leads to patient endurance. And patient endurance leads to godliness. Godliness leads to love for other Christians, and finally, you will grow to have genuine love.